Now, things did get better over the summer. It's warmer, and the virus doesn't survive as well. That being said, 2 weeks ago, there was an outbreak in a place called Groblersdal, which is about 150 kilometers northeast of Pretoria. Okay, in a backyard guy, I think he had 20 layers and a couple of ducks. Okay, so it is still around. So, how does this get to your flock, to your birds? Okay. Number one, direct contact between birds. It's airborne over very short distances, bird-to-bird distances. If they get a bit of a runny nose, it's just like normal human flu. In addition, feces. The virus is excreted out of the kidney of the chicken. And you know, the kidney of the chicken doesn't make urine like mammals. It makes that white stuff on the dropping. Did you guys know that? So that is actually where the virus comes out, in that white stuff. Now, I'll put another fancy vet word here, fomites. Okay? What does that mean? It's a fancy word for saying things that the virus can be on. So you get a little bit of feces on your shoe, okay? And you can walk that virus to anywhere. So when I say things that we need to think about, things that you need to control, this is a presentation size list of things that we can look at, okay? Birds, number one and most important. This is wild bird related. Water, not 100%, it's not proven, but farm in Zimbabwe and at least three of the big farms that went in South Africa drawing water from dams and rivers. Fortunately, unfortunately, I don't know how many of you guys draw from open water sources in Namibia, because there's not that many of them. So I think most of you will be on borehole. But if you have boreholes that collect into an open reservoir, problem. People, extremely important. Clothing, equipment, vehicles. Bring down eggs, the actual eggs. So if you have an egg farm and you've got an order you can't quite fulfill, so you go to your neighbor and you, or the guy down the road, and you buy eggs from him and bring them in, virus will be on the eggs if he had it. Boxes, pick up his box, think it's cardboard, that stuff sits on there. Okay. Coming back at how this virus can survive, 4 degrees, which is why it causes a problem in Europe in winter, because it's always 4 degrees. At least 35 days. If we up that temperature a little bit to 20 in manure, 7 days. And we find it in the water of where wild birds are swimming. Virus can survive for up to 23 days if refrigerated, and you've got several days on ambient temperatures. It depends on how much you put on and exactly the temperature and what the substance is. Okay.